Several months ago, the federal government offered the states, including Michigan, a deal that sounded almost too good to be true. Washington offered to expand Medicaid coverage, the citizens earning up to a third more than the official poverty level. We aren't talking rich people. Currently, poverty is officially defined as an annual income of $23,550 for a family of four. Those making that amount or less are eligible for Medicaid. But with a requirement that people buy health insurance about to kick in, Washington offered to increase eligibility to a family making as much as $31,300 a year. This is a figure that changes with inflation and which varies based on family size. What would that mean for Michigan? Well, within a few years, nearly 500,000 people who now have no health care would be covered. Initially, the state would pay nothing. After 3 years, it'd be some minimal cost, but this would be capped at 10%. That would be far less, economists say, than the cost now passed on when poor folks use hospital emergency rooms as their only care provider. This sounded like a win-win situation for everybody. But for weeks, it seemed as if it had no chance of being passed. That's because many legislative Republicans remain ideologically opposed to expanding any kind of government health care. They even refused Governor Snyder's pleas to create an exchange to help people find private health care plans under the Affordable Care Act. Eventually, Republicans said they might accept expanding Medicaid with the condition that people only be eligible for 4 years, much as the rules they've imposed on welfare. But it's clear that Washington would reject that plan. Medicaid expansion sounded like yet another opportunity lost. However, during the Mackinac Conference, I got wind that a possible compromise might be in the works, and now it may be about to pass the Michigan House of Representatives. If passed, the bill, sponsored by a Republican named Matt Lorry, would indeed require those who make between poverty level and the higher figure to pay a fee for their Medicaid coverage or buy insurance elsewhere after 4 years. The compromise doesn't please everyone by a long shot. Democrats aren't happy with the idea that people who are still anything but well off will eventually have to pay some out-of-pocket costs. Hardline Republicans want no expansion of federal health care, no matter how much good it does or money it saves. But as of now, it looks like this may, repeat may, pass both houses, perhaps with solid Democratic support and a minority of the majority Republicans. What we just don't know is whether Washington will agree to allow Michigan to impose the fee. That would take a special waiver. Nor does anyone have any idea how collecting such a fee would work. In any event, the fee wouldn't kick in till most of today's lawmakers are gone. But if this works, it'll be a sign that creative compromise may still be possible. And to me, that's a very hopeful thing.